Greetings and salutations, Audio Boo. Please step once more into the world of What's With Me, your host DJ What's 83, and of course the one, the only and the lovely
Empress Wiley Watts.
Otherwise known as Titty Paps.
No. Ignore that last comment.
Yeah. As you can tell, I found a new hobby, and that's annoying the Empress.
Makes me very cross.
Well, they are rather nice.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, but before we turn this into a blue-rated bonus thing.
Quickly moving on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're moving on to. I just felt that since I did one this morning without the Empress, I thought I'd better at least get one in with the Empress.
Uh-huh.
I was impressed to do it.
Indeed.
So basically, this is what it seems like it's going to be. Radio silence for about 10 minutes while we think of what the hell to say.
And me coughing.
Yeah.
Which is always the case.
If you're lucky, you might even get a sneeze in there.
Maybe.
I mean, I've got one brewing. If I can let it go, I might be able to record that too.
Oh, for goodness. One of mine woke me up the other morning.
Although it's nice to meet my little step niece today.
Was that your first time as well?
Yeah, that was my first time.
Oh.
Yeah, Holly, she was actually born in February, believe it or not. And
your birthday.
Yeah, just so I was going to come to that. Listen, people, I'm going to explain this very clearly to you all, okay?
Oh, dear.
Never mind, over there. The 25th of February is DJ What's 83's birthday. And I'm not sharing. It's mine. I'm not sharing. You're not allowed to have babies on that day. If they pop out, push them back in and keep them there until the 26th. And if you're not sure you can do that, push a bit harder on the 24th.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. But no, I mean, a friend of mine also, his daughter was born on the 25th of February this year as well. So, two babies, same day, and it happens to fall on the same birthday as mine.
How rude.
Yeah. But no, it's nice to see that they're doing well, they're good and healthy and stuff, so. Oh, yeah, stretch.
So down to earth. Oh my word.
Yeah, down to earth with a face plant. I mean, not much going on in the world of Watts at the minute, you know. Just went up to the airport tonight, see a few planes come in and go out, went with a friend and she seemed to enjoy it, so.
Yeah. Might have been an airport virgin.
Well, she's not anymore.
Nope.
And I don't mean that we lost our virginity at the airport.
I'd be telling, but nah.
Well, I don't think she had virginity to lose, to be fair, because of the fact that she's got kids, isn't she? So
I was on about us then. I got a bit confused. Oh, my God.
There's always something with our communication, isn't there? We were saying this in the car on the way here.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. I thought that's what you were going to say before when you said you were going to point something out. And I thought, oh, dear, it's about our communication skills. But then you said about your birthday and sharing your birthday.
Well, to be fair, Chris...
Mm-hmm.
I could just select, like, okay, aardvark, white, green,
blow,
tuna fish, jackhammer, screwdriver, pasta, you know, and you'd understand it fully, like it's a full working sentence.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
But ask me what the time is and it's like, what?
Ostrich, potassium, napalm.
Keep talking.
That actually sounds like the ingredients to a bubble bath that I get in.
Does it?
It's actually quite funny watching the ostriches trying to run away while the potassium hits the water.
Oh!
I bet you lot ain't got a clue what's going on, have you?
We haven't.
I was going to say, it makes three of us.
Yeah. All hope has gone out of the window.
Not in the world of Watts. At least in the world of Watts, there's no terror threats.
In the world, well, I meant in the world of common sense, but yeah, in the world of Watts, that's pretty good.
Yeah. ain't really got much more to say.
No, I ain't, to be honest.
Well, Leicester versus Sunderland tomorrow. If we win the match, then we're pretty much safe. That works for me. Woo-hoo. Come on, you Foxes. It'd be typical of us to bugger it up, though. Reverse Hex! Oh, I can tell the story of the Reverse Hex briefly.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea. Yeah.
Ever since the West Ham United match, when I post my statuses on Facebook, I've been saying things like, oh, we'll never win this match, and we'll never do this, we'll never do that. And I've been calling it the Reverse Hex. The only time it's failed us so far is Chelsea, but how was I to know that they were wearing enchanted kits?
Yeah.
That negated it, you know. But yeah, I mean, every time I've done it since, we've won. And of course, I've if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I've reversed hexed this match against Sunderland. So to all the Mackhams out there, sorry about that, guys, but we need the points.
Do you know something? Now you've just said that about the reverse hex. You explained it last week. Speaking of our communication issues, I only just understand now. So, ding, the penny's dropped.
Maybe in that case, what it means is when people say something, we might have to stop, think about it, and then come back to it later, when everyone else has clearly forgotten about it. And then it gets brought back up randomly in conversation again.
And I'm the only one that knows what we're talking about, because everyone else has moved on.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue what we're saying now.
Me neither. I'm having deja vu. What's the next thing? All hope goes out of the window.
Well, no, I think the next line in deja vu is, feel like I've been here before. Feel like I've been here before.
We've just skipped again, but it's all good.
Deja vu, song number 7 off of the Somewhere in Time album of 1986.
Woohoo.
I believe it was written by Dave Murray and Steve Harris. Nonetheless.
I wonder if it'd be funny to put this into audio boom.
Stop it.
Just to fill a little bit of a time.
Tickling my bloody feet.
Language.
You still tickle my bloody
feet.
On a Sunday
afternoon.
It's not Sunday, it's Saturday.
It's not Sunday, it's Saturday.
I know it feels like a religious day because Leicester are playing, but... You don't quite know what to say to that one, do you?
No. You're as mad as a box of frogs.
Yeah, and if we're no.
Go on, just once.
Well, it uses the S word, I can't say it.
No, it's alright, just say it.
I can't say it.
Why?
There's got to be an alternative that rhymes with it. It's a phrase that Tracy's mum says, and I'm not going to repeat. How do I want to put the... Oh, okay, I think I've got a way, right?
Just excuse the language, it's just one word.
No, I'm not going to use that word. I'll make it so that you can kind of understand the rhyme. A mum came out with a phrase not too long ago that amused me a bit, so it went... If Shut up.
You shut up.
It goes... If it was show it, then you'd be constipated. Never heard of that one before, but that was brilliant.
He seems to have a bit of a liking for my family's phrases, don't you?
Well, what about the phrase I was talking about earlier?
Which one?
I was talking about when someone goes for a plop and they're going to add the secret ingredient to the punch bowl.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Is this seriously what the World of Watts has just been degenerated to?
Yep.
Oh, bloody hell. Nothing like being a bit juvenile and a
How
bit
come
of a delinquent.
You couldn't say the it word, but you've said bloody hell about I don't know how many times?
Because that's not as bad.
Ain't it?
Yeah, at least... at least that word isn't as bad as the ship high in transit one. Right? You understand? Oh, hey, we only got 43 seconds, so we're going to have to run this one down now.
You're a lot more righteous than me.
Maybe. Anyway. That, I'm afraid, is going to be the gates on the World of Watts closing once again. So, peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell!